In a logo, the sun sets over low hills and the twinkling city lights below. Hollywood spotlights turn on throughout the city. As they crisscross their shining skyward beams, our view roves to a towering block of gold letters. Fox Searchlight Pictures. More words appear. A News Corporation company. Titles, Fox Searchlight Pictures presents.
Chapter 4. You're a disgrace. You're wasting my oxygen. Get off your butt and do something. Hey, you. Stop looking at the people around you. I'm talking to you, the loser who bought this tape. I've had bowel movements with more spine than you. Do you like coming in second place? Well, I don't. And from now on, neither do you.
A Conundrum Entertainment production.
Today, you're a winner, and you can do it. Got it?
I'm a winner.
Say it like you mean it, you little Judy.
I am a winner.
The Ringer.
I'm a winner, I can do it.
In a cubicle, a dark-haired man wears earphones.
I'm a winner. I can do it. I'm a winner. I can do it. I'm a winner.
Wearing a tie and tan suit jacket, the man removes his earphones. As he walks past more cubicles, he trips.
Ow!
Now in an office.
Sir, I've been with this company for 2.5 years now, and all I've really done is some clerical work, and I think I'm ready for some more responsibility.
Okay, Barker. Well, what kind of responsibility are you looking for?
Look, I don't know, sir. I just feel that I'm being underutilized here, and I can handle a hell of a lot more than what I've been given. I'm just looking for the chance.
His boss shifts his eyes upward.
You know what, Barker? Maybe you're right. Let's do it. Why not? Let's move you upstairs, see how you do. Give you a chance.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Yeah, put it through. I gotta take this.
Oh.
Hello, Bull. Yeah, hang on. Wait, Barker, do me a favor, will you? And fire Stavi.
Barker knits his brow.
The janitor?
Yeah, hang on. Yeah, he's doing a terrible job. Yeah, Bull.
He's a really nice guy. I mean, can't you give him a second chance?
I caught him using my personal bathroom. I sat on his pee. See ya. Yeah, tell him to be on time. I'm tired of teeing off late.
Now in a bathroom stall, a balding man scrubs a toilet.
Stavi.
The janitor opens the stall door and sees Barker.
Oh, hello, Mr. Stevie. Did you get the Christmas card I sent you?
Yeah. Hey, listen, I want to talk to you for a second.
Steve walks over.
Stavi, you don't like your job, do you?
Oh, yes. I like very much. I get to clean things. Work with my hands.
Yeah, but I mean, you'd be happier doing something else. I mean, you're a pretty bright guy.
No, not really.
Of course you are, Stavi. I mean, you got a little bit of a language problem, but...
No.
He thrusts his arm up and down in the bowl.
In my country, Stavi not too bright either.
Look, trust me, you're wasting your time here.
Turning away, Stavi shifts his gaze pensively.
Oh, no.
He faces Steve.
Oh, no. Stavi can't be fired.
His shoulders slump and he sulks out of the stall. Steve follows.
I have 5 kids. My wife, Betcha, she died.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
Stavi love her. From the depth of his soul.
He hugs Steve.
Hey, I'm not firing you.
No?
No, I'm offering you something else, a better job.
Stavi listening.
Would you like to mow the lawn at my apartment complex?
Stavi bobs his head back and forth.
I can do lawns. How much I get?
How much you get here?
$350. A week.
I can match it.
Tempting. But...
He looks around the bathroom.
I have so many memories here.
400?
And health benefits?
Well, I can't really swing health benefits.
Please, Mr. Stevie. I need health benefits. I have big family.
You got him.
The janitor joyfully throws his arms around Steve. His new boss forces a grin and pushes him off. Now in an apartment, Steve lies on a couch with a bag of chips and watches TV. Outside his window, Stabby mows the grass. As Steve licks his fingers, the mower stops. Steve focuses on a cartoon and eats a chip. Stabby shakes the mower handle and examines the machine. He raises his hands to his head, then bends down. Checking the mower, he moves his arm forward. Steve looks outside. Now they burst into a hospital.
It's okay, it's not that big of a deal.
Somebody help me, I got a bag of fingers here!
Steve bumps into a gurney, sending the bag through the air.
My fingers!
Steve picks it up and leads Stabby down a hallway. Later.
Who's Mr. Simisik's employer?
Me.
I'm Dr. Ahmed, head of Reconstructive Surgical Group. Good news, you can save his fingers.
Steve closes his eyes and grins.
Thank you.
Just a few questions. What health plan is he on? Doesn't see here anything.
He's not on one yet.
He's not on HMO? How about Medicaid?
Steve shakes his head and looks down.
He doesn't have it. He's not a citizen.
Well, in that case, you will need to cover the cost of the surgery up front.
The doctor checks a pager.
Well, how much is it?
$28,000, not including the anesthesia.
I don't have that kind of money.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. As much as I like to help, I can't do the surgery.
What?
Look, you don't have insurance. You don't have any funds. There's no way my hospital can absorb that kind of risk.
How long do I have to raise the money?
Well, if I put the fingers on ice, they can last for a couple of weeks. After that, it's not doable. I'm sorry, sir.
The doctor leaves.
But, Doc!
A door closes in Steve's face. He wrinkles his brow, lowers his head, and walks away. Now at a bar, a hefty mustached man watches arena football.
Krasinski, make this field goal. Doc, if he puts it through the uprights, I promise. No more massages with happy endings.
Oh, thank you, God. Put out to you, you dump on me.
He answers a cell phone.
Yo.
Uncle Gary, it's Steve.
Hey, Shitbird.
Look, I hate to bother you, but I was calling you about that $1,500 I loaned you a couple years ago.
Loan? I thought it was a gift.
No, that was definitely a loan.
I already paid you.
No, you didn't.
What do you need $1,500 for? You got a job?
Well, actually, I need $28,000.
$28,000? What did you do? Knock up a cheerleading squad?
That's just a stupid thing. My friend got his fingers cut off, and I was just trying.
Listen, I'd really like to help you out with this $1,500, but you know, I got me in a bad time now. I'm on a real.
Several thugs approach. One grabs the back of Gary's neck.
You owe me $40,000, which I, as a friend, took your word that you would pay. And you haven't.
I will, Michael. I will. I promise. I got something working now. I promise.
You know something? You talk too much.
The thug slams Gary's head into a popcorn basket.
A lot of people say one thing we don't have today is heroes. Well, our
next Michael,
story may just...
that guy who likes on TV.
His name is Jimmy Washington. But to those who follow Special Olympics, he's known by one simple word. Champion. You see, Jimmy has won the last 6 Special Olympics pentathlons.
Incredible. That guy's the Deion Sanders of retards.
I like to run and train hard for events and get to show I can do anything.
On TV, Jimmy, a well-toned young man, performs the long jump and tosses a shot put.
People tell me I'm good. I feel good. I feel like a happy person.
Jimmy sits up from lifting weights and faces the camera.
I feel just like all of you.
He grins. Michael nods with admiration.
I love that kid.
Gary smiles thoughtfully. Now in Steve's bedroom, a clock reads 2:59 a.m. Steve sleeps. He stirs groggily and turns on a lamp. gets up.
Who is it?
He goes to the door.
It's Paris Hilton.
Squinting, Steve opens the door. Carrie enters, a cigar between his lips. Steve squirms as the old man tries to kiss his cheek.
You have intimacy problems, you know?
What do you want, Uncle Gary?
I don't want anything. I want to help you.
I don't have any pot.
I don't want pot. I got good news for you.
Steve flops back on the bed.
You said you had money problems, right?
Right.
Well, so do I. But it's all going to be over.
Gary reclines beside his nephew.
Want to know how?
How?
We are going to fix the Special Olympics.
Steve opens his eyes.
Special Olympics. We're going to rig it. You and me.
Steve stares at his uncle, then grins. He squints at Gary's sober expression and quickly sits up.
You want to fix the Special Olympics?
Gary sits up with a grin.
You know what, Uncle Gary? I'm going to get you a little coffee.
I'm not that drunk. There's this kid, Jimmy, wins all the time. No one can beat him, right? Wrong. You can.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you. You ran track in high school. You were state champion.
Division D champion.
Whatever. You were a great athlete. And you were the best kid in your drama class every year. I was so proud of you. I kept a scrapbook.
No, you didn't.
In my heart, I did. You were a great actor. You were the best. You could imitate anybody. You're Diana Ross, a riot. We all thought you'd end up in Hollywood banging starlets by now.
Well, that dream didn't work out too good now, did it?
Look, sit. Listen to your uncle. The preliminaries are being held here in 3 days. All you have to do is act like one of them. Not exactly a major stretch for you. We get you in, you get into the Nationals, I bet $100 on you, we clean up, your friend gets his fingers back.
Who's going to take that bet, Vegas?
I know someone who will.
Steve cocks his brow thoughtfully.
No, I can't.
Come on. A normal guy against a bunch of Phoebes? You look like Carl freaking Lewis out there.
I am not fixing the Special Olympics. It's wrong.
Daytime. At work, Steve drops a pencil from between his teeth and answers the phone.
Hello.
I'll tell you what's wrong.
Your friend Stabby won't have any health benefits.
That's what's wrong.
Look, I want to help, but I...
But what?
The guy's wife is dead. You think a guy with no fingers is going to find another woman? Even worse, when he comes home by himself, he won't even be able to jerk off properly because you robbed that man of his dignity.
Look, get it through your head. I am not fixing the Special Olympics.
Co-workers watch from his doorway.
Hi, guys.
Now Steve enters Stabby's hospital room. Five kids surround his bed.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How you feeling?
Not too bad, Mr. Stevie. Were you able to straighten out the insurance glitch?
Yeah, it's coming along really good.
It's okay if you don't get insurance. Stabby don't need all his fingers.
No, you need them, Stabby.
No, it's okay. I look on my bright side. With not so many fingers, when I do the gardening, I don't crush the flowers. I can pick them easy.
He puts his thumb and pinky together.
I always have a plan.
Look, I promise you I'm going to get your fingers back for you.
Stabby trades a smile with the kids. A boy hugs Steve.
You're a good man, Mr. Stevie. Stubby 3, not a hugger.
The boy moves away.
Children, give Mr. Stevie a Stubby goodbye.
Stubby waves his thumb and pinky on his bandaged hand. His kids copy.
Bye, Stubby.
Steve returns the gesture. He leaves with a worried look. Outside Stubby's door, Gary faces him.
Poor Stubby. He trusted you. He believed in you. He literally gave you his hand in friendship. Did you know that man's dream was to play the flamenco guitar?
Okay.
Steve furrows his brow.
I'll rig the Special Olympics.
Thank you. Finally, a little humanity.
Now in Steve's apartment, videos sit stacked on top of the TV, including I Am Sam, Forrest Gump, The Best of Chevy Chase, and Rain Man.
I love you, Jenny.
Okay, now you try.
Try what?
Acting like that. Come on, man. Start taking this seriously.
Okay. I love you, Jenny.
Hey. Commit.
Steve rolls his head, then straightens his posture and juts out his chin.
I love you, Jenny.
Better. Something's missing. You should drool.
Okay, Uncle Gary. There you go. Good night.
Exciting. Isn't it exciting?
What?
You're acting again.
He ushers his uncle to the door.
Ooh.
We ought to come up with a slogan. Slogan, you know, like, laugh is like a box of chocolates. Or, take my hands, boss. Like that Monster Tard from the Green Mile.
Monster Tard? What's wrong with you?
What? Since when did Tard become politically incorrect?
Good night, Uncle Gary.
Steve pushes Gary out and shuts the door.
I'm going to hell.
Now he faces a mirror wearing Coke-bottle glasses.
My name is Lance, and I like nuts.
Now he wears a beanie.
My name is Fossil, and I can count the potatoes.
He wears a small cowboy
hat. My name is Jerome. Can I have a slice of your duty?
He flaps his arms wearing a plaid hunter's hat, then whips it off and slams it on the sink. Now he enters the living room with spiky hair.
Hello, my name is Jeffy, and I like to eat apples.
Wearing his pants high on his waist, he twitches a little. On the sofa, Gary smiles.
Boogie woogie.
As Steve relaxes his stiffened shoulders, Gary circles his hands, winding into a clap. Now on a college campus, a band plays Special Olympics Rise to New Heights. On a field, a man using a crutch swings a baseball bat with one arm. In the busy quad, a woman hugs a chubby young man. A small bus pulls into a parking lot.
You take care of work like I told you?
Yeah, I got 2 weeks off. I told him my Uncle Gary just died.
Oh, that's sweet.
A large old sedan cuts the bus off and parks. Gary's driving. Steve opens the passenger door, throws a red duffel bag off his lap, and gazes toward a crowd of mingling young people. A man with a limp walks beside another man in a wheelchair.
Come on now, let's not be antisocial.
A man jutting out his chest blocks their path.
Hi, my name is Glenn. Guess how many fingers I have?
10.
No. I have 8 fingers and I have 2 thumbs.
Oh, that's good. Naughty, but good. Come on.
Glenn hugs Steve.
Ooh. Guess what?
What?
I work at Burger King. You want fries with that? What's your name?
Steve. Jeffy.
Jeffy.
Glenn backs away.
You talk funny.
That's because he's Canadian.
Glenn follows them.
You know who else is Canadian? Bill Shatner. Yeah, T.J. Hooker. And Jim Carrey, the sad clown. And Alan Thicke. Never got him. And also Dave Thomas, not the Wendy's guy, but the other one. And Alanis Morissette. She had issues. Hi.
Now to track and field.
My name's Glenn.
Oh, God, this is wrong.
Oh, calm down.
This is so wrong.
Will you calm down?
Look, I can't do this.
You have to. Come on.
No, don't make me do this.
Look. A man hugs Steve as he passes.
Come on.
No.
As he turns to leave, he trips.
Oh. Are you all right? You didn't hurt yourself, did you?
No.
Are you all right?
Yes.
Sure? Your hand up?
Looking up, Steve sees a cute blonde grinning down at him.
You need a hand out.
No. Hey. Hurt. Oh. Hey, no.
Oh. Oh, you got some schmutz on you. I'm Lynn. What's your name? What's the matter? Cat got your tongue?
His name's Jeffy. He's just a little shy. I mean, you know how they are. God bless them.
Cat got my tongue!
Yeah, it's a really stupid expression. It sounds like a bad Dr. Seuss title. Are you his guardian?
Yeah. It's tough, but you know, someone's got to feed him, change his underwear, show him how to play with his puppets.
Yeah. Do you have his medical release forms?
Huh?
Well, we require medical release forms for all the athletes.
Papers at home.
Oh, yeah. I got all that stuff. It's at home.
Oh.
Sorry. I swear, sometimes I think I'm the one who should be wearing the helmet to bed. Please, don't let the little guy suffer because of my mistake. I mean, look at him. He's got his heart set on competing. Don't you, Jeffy?
Go for gold! Go for gold!
All right, I'll let it slide for now. Jeffy, do you want to grab a Powerade or a granola bar or something? I just need to talk to your guardian.
Be a good boy, okay?
To place him in the appropriate events, I'm just going to need to know his qualifying times and his diagnosis.
Well, he's slow. Real slow.
At the refreshments table.
Jeffy won a V8.
As the attendant moves off, Steve sneaks a peek at a folder nearby.
You should see him try and eat a watermelon.
I'm sorry. I mean his medical diagnosis with the...
Well, you know, Lynn, technically I'm not a doctor, but it's a huge Latin word. Symptomus moronicus.
Jeffy, highly functioning, developmentally disabled.
All right, nice, Jeffy, good for you. All right, well, let's just go sign in, shall we?
Lynn leads Steve away.
Goodbye, Uncle Gary.
Later, they cross a campus toward a brick dorm building. In a hallway, two men sway.
Turn you on a magic dream. Mr. Sandman, give me your dream.
Very nice, Troy. Very nice,
Gary. I think I got it.
Good job, you guys.
Hey, Lynn.
Hey, you staying out of trouble, Winston?
No.
Yeah. One this way. We're just... We're going to this room over here. See if Billy is in. Hey, Billy. Your roommate is finally here.
Hi.
As a man glances up from a computer, a short woman enters.
Lynn, may I want to see you?
Oh, thank you. Okay, well, I'll just let you two get acquainted.
Lynn follows the other woman out.
My name's Jeffy.
Billy takes his picture. As his roommate goes back to work at his laptop, Steve crosses over to him.
So, you working on the computer there?
No, I'm walking my dog.
Steve looks around. He picks up a CD jewel case.
Kids of Whitney High. What are they, like NSYNC or something?
Oh. He accidentally drops the CD. Billy picks it up and studies it.
Scratch! Scratch! Oh, my stars, for the love of Liza. You scratch my CD.
Why you scratch his CD?
Several men enter.
Jeffy, just admiring it.
Do it again, and you'll be admiring my butt from the pavement with the straw.
Steve cocks his head.
What?
You heard me.
Steve furrows his brow as Billy returns to his desk.
Thanks, Mark.
His brawny friend leaves with the others. One shoots a sidelong glance across the room. Swaying, Steve wets his lips.
Billy, Jeffy's sorry about the whole CD incident.
You scratched my CD, you know.
I know, and I'm really sorry.
You scratched it. You picked it up in clear daylight, and you scratched it.
I know. You know, we've established that.
Hey, don't give me two. You scratch my CD, Tex.
Billy, if you'll listen to me, I'm clearly not disputing that. I'm just trying to apologize.
Ta-ta-ta-ta. Bye-bye.
He turns back to his laptop. Steve sits in a cushioned chair.
That's my chair.
Frowning, he gets back up. Now on the track, a runner takes a tumble. The other racers turn back and help him up. Lynn walks past with Steve.
So there are 5 events in the pentathlon. We're going to try you out in each one of them so that we can assess your ability and see which athletes to put you with at the games.
Can I be with Jimmy?
Pardon?
Jimmy from TV, Jeffy, big fan.
Yeah, sure, you can be with Jimmy as long as you finish in the top 8. But, you know, hey, if you don't, I'll still love you. Okay, so here is a 100-meter dash, and this is your first event, so good luck.
Grinning, Steve looks away from her.
Jeffy, the race.
Jeff, you forgot.
All right. Well, go for it. Good luck.
He steps past several stretching competitors at the starting line. Taking his place, he pats his thigh nervously.
On your mark. Set.
Good luck.
I don't need luck, ugly. Moody beat your butt.
The others take off, leaving Steve behind. In the stands, Gary drops his arms disappointed. Late. Steve takes off running, then does a high jump. He knocks over the bar. Later, he tries again and falls straight down onto his back. Now he tries again with the bar in a lower position and makes it.
Runners, line up for the last race of the day, the 400-meter dash, which will determine the final divisions.
Steve pumps his arms high as he runs in the middle of the pack. The lead runner trips and the others stop to help. Steve zooms ahead. crosses the finish line. Later, Steve soaks his feet in a coolie. Another participant takes out a bottled beverage and shakes his head at Steve.
Great job, Jeffy. You finished eighth in the competition. You get to go to the finals with Jimmy. Oh. I'm very proud of you.
As Lynn leaves, Gary approaches.
Good thinking, pal.
Huh?
Holding back and letting someone else beat you. Nice touch.
As his uncle walks off, Steve scowls. Later at the bar.
You want to bet on the Special Olympics?
Why not? It's sports.
Get this piece of crap out of here.
Look. I owe you 40 grand, right? Well, 100 grand says that Jimmy is not going to win the next Special Olympics.
Can you believe this guy? He can't come up with my 40 G's and now wants to bet 100 G's.
I'll put up my house.
You have a home?
Yeah, under the freeway.
Let me get this straight. You want to bet against the great Jimmy?
Uh-huh.
You know something? You're sick. You need help. But I tell you what, before you get help, I'll take your house.
Michael shakes Gary's hand, now at the track.
Come on, athletes! Only 8 days to go till the games! Let's go! Come on, want to see you beat those entry scores! Two more laps! Let's go, guys, like a champion! Come on now! Move it out!
Steve stops running and rests his hands on his hips. A portly man runs over and hugs him.
Hi! My name is Thomas. What's your name?
Jeffy.
Tomorrow I go to talk to Karen. She's a real good swimmer. And she can jump high, too. Did I tell you I got a watch? My aunt sent it to me. Not my Aunt Holland, my Aunt Ruth. And, when I talk to Karen, should I wear my shirt up, like this?
He exposes his belly.
Or down. Or up. Or possibly tucked in.
I don't know, man. Wear it like you're wearing it. You look great. What's that?
They turn around.
It's Jimmy!
A stretched limousine drives around the track. Thomas hops anxiously as it parks nearby. The license plate reads Special J. A half dozen executives in black suits get out, followed by a gold track shoe. The athlete wears a black sweatsuit labeled Jimmy. He takes a deep breath as he stands.
That's right.
Thomas runs over to him.
Jimmy! Can I have the autograph, please?
Get it off eBay.
Who is eBay?
How much until you guys are really happy?
A gray-haired executive stops and stares Lynn down. As he continues ahead, the other executives follow him. Steve watches nearby. A ball hits him in the face, and he bends over. Mark picks it up.
Sorry.
Glenn steps up close to Steve.
Ignore. He has issues. My name is Glenn.
Yeah.
Hey, guess how many fingers I have?
Steve pats Glenn's shoulder, and he walks off. Now mashed potatoes land on Steve's plastic lunch plate.
There you go.
He nods and leaves the lunch counter. He spots Glenn across the cafeteria, squirting ketchup and mustard onto his food. Steve sits between him and Billy at the round table.
Oh. Wow. These days always so brutal.
Billy moves to the next table.
Good catching up with you.
An old lunch lady passes Billy.
Hi, Sally. Looking very hot today. Is that a new hairnet?
She nods.
Oh, my Lanta. You are my woman.
She's nice. I once met a girl speed dating. We almost went out for a whole minute.
That is my Doberman candy. He usually doesn't bite me. Only sometimes also he does.
Chewing food, Thomas bites down hard next to the small photograph. Steve smiles, then sits back, rolling his eyes.
Glenn, could you pass the ketchup, please?
Uh-huh.
Glenn smirks and trembles stiffly.
Glenn, can you pass the ketchup?
Uh-huh.
Across the table, Mark and Rudy giggle.
Yes, I could.
As Steve reaches for the bottle, Glenn blocks him. Winston and the others burst out laughing.
You asked if I could pass the ketchup. You asked if I would. You asked if I would. You asked if I would. Guess like as well. I work at Burger King.
Glenn spits food on Steve as he talks and laughs. Scowling, Steve cleans the food out from under his collar.
You mentioned that. But if you would pass the ketchup, I would really appreciate it.
You talk different.
What do you mean?
You do talk different.
Jeffy talks the same.
You talk different than you did before. Why do you talk different than you did before?
Jeffy talks the same.
No, you talk different than you did.
Lynn arrives.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, and one time you talked one way, and now you talk the other way.
Exactly. Yeah.
Is there a problem, you guys?
Jeffy talked different than you did before.
Not telling the same.
Jeffy just wanted some ketchup, and Jeffy wanted an apple, and,
His brow furrows, and he looks up to Lynn.
Can I have a hug?
Sure. Sounds the same to me, guys.
Could have fooled me.
Watch out for this Weisenheimer, Jeffy. He can be trouble.
As Lynn leaves, Glenn, Thomas, Winston, and Rudy glower at him. Steve reaches for the ketchup bottle, and Mark grabs it. He carries it with his tray to another table. Winston takes a big bite of Steve's brownie and leaves. Glenn takes Steve's apple, and Rudy takes his pudding cup. Thomas stands and hesitates. He drops his own bit apple on Steve's tray, then heads after the others. Steve frowns and looks around the empty table. Outside, they all descend steps.
Oh, remember last year when we were walking the flowers there and then you barfed?
That's because I had spicy clam.
Yeah, and then you didn't wipe me up on time, so I didn't have lunch. I had breakfast.
Lynn spots Steve trailing sadly behind.
Hi. I'll see you later. Jeffy, you want some company?
Hi.
Hi. How's it going?
Steve instantly slouches his shoulders and grins broadly. He shuffles along beside her.
Guess how many fingers I have?
10?
No, I got 8. And 2 thumbs.
Hey, what are you doing tomorrow?
Nothing. Why?
Well, I thought maybe you and I could do something.
Me and you?
He stands straight momentarily.
Yeah, but maybe we could have lunch.
Jeffy could maybe fit you in.
Okay, great. So we'll see you at 1, okay?
Yeah.
Cool, see you.
Steve sways bashfully as she leaves, then stands, smiling genuinely. The next day, a BMW parks beside Steve. He wakes in a tie and tail short sleeve shirt.
Hey, Jeffy.
Hi, Lynn.
How are you?
Good.
I want you to meet my fiance.
The driver gets out and shakes Steve's hand.
How you doing? I'm David Patrick. What's your name?
Jeffy.
Oh, it's Jeffy. Yeah, Jeffy. I like Jeffy. Jeffy's a good name. What's your last name?
As Steve stammers, Lynn's dashingly handsome fiance smiles.
Well, you must have a last name.
Jeffy, you know your last name.
No, Jeffy Mentally Challenged, remember?
Well, I know it. Your uncle wrote it down on your forms. It's Dahmer, Jeffy Dahmer.
Oh. Well, that's great. Listen, we have some reservations. Let's hit the road, okay, Jeffy?
Sit back.
As Lynn opens the door, Steve's smile fades and he straightens. He resumes his silly grin and posture as he bends into the car. A woman in the back seat waves at him.
I hope you don't mind. I invited Yoli along. I know how hard it is to meet new people at these things. Don't worry. Just be yourself. It's cool.
Later, on a waterfront restaurant patio, Steve sits glumly beside Yoli. They share a brief smile, then stare at the table.
Hey, Jeffy, did you know that Yoli is from Seattle?
I hear it rains in Seattle.
Sometimes.
I hear they got coffee there, too.
Yes, they have all the major beverages.
You know, I heard that.
She gives a pleading look to Lynn.
Oh, you know, I heard a great joke today. There's this woman who took her grandson to the beach, and while she's snoozing in the sand, this huge wave comes and sweeps the boy out to sea. So he's out there, thrashing.
Hang on. That's not really appropriate, but you know what it's like when you're trying to tell a joke. We'll be through with lunch by the time she gets to the punchline, right? Hey, I have one. That's really funny and it's appropriate for everyone. What time is it when you have to go to the dentist?
Steve and Yoli stare at David. Lynn shrugs.
Tooth hurty.
Lynn tucks her hair behind her ear as the other sits stone-faced. A waitress steps over.
It's a bit of a thinker.
And really, really old.
Hey, can I take your order? why don't you guys go first?
Absolutely.
I'll have salad and some lime jello.
All righty. For you?
I have the ribs.
Ribs? Hold on there, cowboy. That could get kind of messy. Do you have anything else that's a little cleaner?
You know, we have some really good chicken fingers.
No. He can handle the ribs. Have the ribs.
Ribs. I want the ribs.
Later, with a napkin tucked in his shirt, Steve sloppily gnaws barbecue.
So, I was working in this Baskin-Robbins one summer. Jeffy found a $20 bill in the John. And I was happy. You know, I was really happy, because this is the first time that Jeffy ever caught a break.
He pitches a bone into the lake.
Here, fishies. But then I came to find out I had a hole in my pocket. It was Jeffy's $20 bill.
With his face smeared with sauce, Steve shows a mouthful of food.
Yeah, we got that. Excuse me, gotta go to the restroom.
Oh, I'll go with you. You know what they say about us gals, we always travel in pairs.
The men rise for the ladies as they leave, then sit again.
Oh. Quite a girl, isn't she, Jeffy?
Lynn's fantastic.
I was actually talking about Yoli. Thanks, Jeffy.
The waitress returns.
So how is everything? Looks like you did a number on those ribs there.
They're delicious.
How do y'all know each other?
Oh, he's in Special Olympics. Go on, tell her, Jeff.
Steve pauses, then looks up at the attractive brunette.
I'm in Special Olympics.
That's so sweet of you to get involved.
See, I admire the hell out of these guys. All the challenges they have to overcome. You know, I've been helping Jeffy here train for years.
You know, I'd love to do something like that. How'd I get involved?
Brandy? Is that your name?
Yeah.
Brandy. I'd love to do that. Why don't you give me your number and I'll hook you up?
Sure.
Later, Steve and Lynn cross the campus.
I'm sorry it didn't work out between the two of you. I know how hard it can be to make new friends. That's why I was so glad when I met David. Yeah. What, you don't like David?
David very nice to Jeffy when Lynn around.
What do you mean?
David very nice to Jeffy when Lynn around.
But how is he when Lynn's not around?
David poked Jeffy in the chest and called him stupid.
What? Why would he poke you?
Jeffy's fault. Jeffy drank Coke wrong and spill on David. But David very nice to Jeffy when Lynn around.
Now in the dorm, Steve sees the guys from the lunch table.
Hello, Thomas.
They block the hallway.
What's going on, guys?
You are so busted.
They throw him on his bed.
You're a faker.
A mother faker.
Jeffy doesn't understand. Jeffy Coco for Cuckoo Puffs. Jeffy.
Shut up with that, you stupid AFF.
Yeah, we know you're not special.
Yeah, you think you can fool us? My name is
Jeffy.
Jeffy
likes apples.
My name is Jesse. Can I have a hug? I've seen better acting on pornos.
Your legs are too thick.
Yeah, we do that too. One way, one thing.
Yeah, show them what you did last year when Pamela Anderson came to see us.
Mark squeezes Glenn's chest.
Hey, not so aggressive.
It took Pamela longer to catch on.
Yeah.
Rudy stands with his arms crossed. Steve looks sadly up at the six men surrounding the bed.
I'm sorry, guys. What's wrong with me to try and fool you?
Duh. Why would you do something like that?
You got no idea what kind of pressure I'm under.
What's that mean, Jeffy?
Hey, it's not Jeffy, it's Steve. And it's a long story. What happened was that I work with this guy named Stavi, and I was sent to fire him, and I couldn't.
Words appear over a black background. 14 minutes later, the guys stand with blank expressions.
And that's how I got here.
What?
Do you know what he's talking about?
I'm baffled, Jeffy.
It's not Jeffy, it's Steve.
It's Steve, not Jeffy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you said your name was Stavi.
No, I'm Steve, not Stavi.
Just get your story straight.
Stavi lost his fingers.
Does he have insurance? Medicare? Medicaid? Or
Aflac.
No, he doesn't have Medicare, Medicaid, or Aflac. That's why I'm in this position. Okay, guys, let me do this again. I'm going to start from the beginning. Stavi worked for me.
Later, he lectures right? by a dry erase board.
So, in summation, hey, Rudy, come on, stick with me here.
Okay, okay, wrap it up.
Stavi is the guy who lost his fingers, and I needed money so I could get them sewn back on.
He draws fingers on a hand.
And that's why I, did this.
Wow! Poor Stavi!
Boy, Steve, you really screwed that guy over.
What made you think you could win?
Well, I actually ran track in high school, and I was division champion in 800 meters.
What was your best time?
202, 203.
The athletes whisper among themselves.
Yes.
All right, then. I'm going to be going.
Wait. What are you doing?
Steve opens his duffel bag.
I'm packing.
Why?
Because you guys are right. I'm a faker.
The athletes trade glances as Steve packs his clothes. Thomas stands.
We want you to stay.
You're right.
Glenn stands.
We're serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're sick of Jimmy winning all the time.
Jimmy, that prick.
Oh, God, we're sick and tired of seeing his mug on TV. Dateline, Wheaties.
Yeah, last week he was on According to Jim.
Let's be fair, that was a good episode.
You guys think I can beat him?
I didn't say that.
Maybe, but you have to start trying.
I am.
You're at the top level here. Yeah.
Steve quickly tucks his shirt up high on his waist. Lynn enters.
Hey, guys.
Hello there. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. Hello.
Listen, I hate to break this up, but I need to have a talk with Jeffy.
Okay.
Lynn leads him outside where David waits.
What's this about?
Steve spots him and keeps his gaze on the ground.
Hi, David.
Hey, Jeffy.
Come on over. Jeffy, I was a little troubled by our talk, so I called David.
This isn't necessary, Lynn.
It is, honey. He should learn not to say hurtful things.
Yeah.
Jeffy, did David really poke you?
No.
Then why did you say that?
Jeffy is a small person.
Well, I think you should apologize to David now.
Honey, he really doesn't have to.
Well, only if you want to.
Slouching, he meets Lynn's tender gaze.
Jeffy, want to?
Great. It's very mature of you.
Absolutely.
Steve flinches from David's outstretched hand, then has a fit.
Jeffy, want to go?
Okay.
Lynn leads him away with a stern look to David. Nighttime. As Steve sleeps, a sweat sock lowers toward his face.
Get up, Steve. It's Uncle Glenn.
The athletes stand over his bed. Glenn turns on a lamp.
Get up!
Oh, it's 3 a.m.
Time to practice, Buttface. Only a week to get you in shape.
Come on, 10 more minutes, guys.
He gets yanked away. Now on the deserted track, Billy videotapes Steve as he takes his mark.
Come on, Steve, run!
Glenn blows a whistle in Steve's ear. Steve darts off. He lands on a hurdle and falls. Later, Glenn does a diagnostic of Steve's jump on his computer.
If you want a better jump, you gotta push off your plant foot.
Later, he falls over the hurdle again.
Damn!
He's gonna be a real project, isn't he?
You say that again.
He's gonna be a real project, isn't he?
Steve gets yanked in bed again. Mark pounds on Steve's stomach with a boxing glove. The others hold him up. Now at night, they watch him jog around the track. Glenn checks his stopwatch.
He stinks up loud. Protein shake, drink up.
Daytime. On the field, Steve drinks, then spits some out.
Oh, God.
What's in that?
Milk, eggs, and meat.
What kind of meat?
Raw.
Later, he pukes on the track near Jimmy.
These are my good shoes!
Jimmy leaves. Now Mark pounds his stomach again.
Hey, hey guys, how's this help for me? Win the race! No more.
You know, he rated a good point.
Mark punches Steve in the crotch. Now in the early morning light, Glenn and Steve jump hurdles together. In a steam room, the seven shirtless friends dance. They mind galloping with blue bath towels around their waists. As they swat their imaginary horse ropes, they turn in unison. Now Steve does the worm over the tiled bench. Billy shakes his hips and Rudy flexes. As they laugh and kick their knees high, Steve slips. Another night.
How's a blindfold going to help me run faster?
Take it off and I'll show you.
Steve takes off the blindfold and sees a caged German Shepherd.
Sick him, killer. Get the bad man.
As Rudy lets the dog loose, Steve runs.
Another fast improvement.
The dog chases Steve, nipping at him from behind. Now on the track, Glenn and Steve jump the hurdle side by side. Behind the stadium fence, Jimmy watches his competitors' nighttime training. Now rain pours down on the dorm. In a game room, a fire burns in a fireplace as the guys sit under a tent of sheets.
So this fat-ass floor manager lady comes up to me, and she looks like a female Ted Koppel. She says, well, if you want to piss your time away, why don't you move your desk into the urinal?
Floor manager.
I don't understand, though. You've been working at that job for 2 years, but you hate it?
What else am I going to do?
Well, there's always Kinko's.
You must like something, Steve.
In high school, I wanted to be an actor, but I didn't turn out so hot.
So you went to Hollywood?
No.
He went to Broadway. Right, Steve?
Actually, I didn't get around to that either.
Summer stock.
No. Everyone told me I wasn't going to make it anyway, though.
People tell us all the time what we won't ever do. Won't ever read, won't ever have a job, won't ever learn to tie my own shoes, won't ever have a girlfriend. Well, I've done all of those things.
But you can't tie your own shoes.
And you never had a girlfriend.
That's right. But, guys, acting is hard. You had to remember lines.
Let's not kid ourselves. Looks are important in that industry.
It's true, very true.
I'm sorry. Somebody had to say it.
I mean, you probably wouldn't have made it, but you could have tried.
Steve meets Mark's gaze.
You want to see some really good acting?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he does Chucky from Child's Play.
I'm Chucky. Want to play? This camping is fun.
Daytime. At an indoor pool, a woman in a one-piece swimsuit walks out on the diving pool. Thomas watches her through tight swim goggles. She points her arms above her head, then jumps in feet first. The woman swims with broad strokes across the pool, climbs out, and swims her black hair left and right, swimming on water. Thomas enters. As she walks past him, Thomas smiles and bats his eyes. His buddies sit poolside with him, watching the swimmer dry off.
Is that Karen?
Shh, don't say her name. What if she heard you? I don't want her to know I like her. Then she... And you know Christ was a Jew.
Facing Thomas, Steve glances toward Karen.
You should go talk to her.
What do I say?
I don't know. I pretty much stink at that kind of stuff, but just go over there and say something honest.
Thomas nods and shifts his goggles. As Thomas stands, Jimmy and two bodyguards arrive.
Oh, no.
Thomas sits back down. Jimmy joins Karen and hands her a drink.
What a cod block.
Across the pool, Lynn faces Yoli. Steve spots her and sits up straight.
You love Lynn.
Lynn approaches the guys.
Hey, guys. What's happening? What are you laughing about?
Hello, Lynn.
Glenn flexes his muscles.
Hey, Lynn, so today's Friday, day before Saturday. You got any big plans for the weekend?
Big plans. I'm going to Costco. I got a few things to pick up.
I love Costco. Costco's good. Yeah. I love baseball better.
Steve's head lolls to one side.
Can I help?
Thomas leans toward him.
Eye contact.
Lynn stares off thoughtfully.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. I could use a hand. Come along. I'll pick you up at 10, okay? Mm. All right, cool. See you then. See you guys later.
Can I come with you, sexy?
Thomas waves goodbye.
Smooth move, eh, Jax?
Rudy gives a thumbs up.
I would definitely bring protection.
Now Lynn drives a convertible with Steve beside her. Boy, is
that you? I thought your post-hanging days were through.
Sunken eyes. All right.
Full of sighs. Tell no lies. You'll get wise. I tell you now, we're gonna pull you through. There's only one thing left that we can do. Come on,
no,
Lynn.
I have a terrible singing voice.
Get you up. Oh, come on. It's like nothing else can make you feel sure you're alive. We gotta get you a woman. We're just walking. We're wasting time talking now. You're right, you can't sing. That's okay, Jeff. He still loves you.
Now they leave Costco, pushing a full shopping cart.
Ooh, this cart is too full.
Here's something else.
A passing goateed man spots Steve.
Parker?
Steve glances over his shoulder and frowns.
Hey, how you doing, man? I haven't seen you since high school.
I don't know you.
Wow, looks like you're doing okay, though.
I think you're confusing him with someone, sir.
No. Dude, come on, it's Peter. Peter Conway.
Peter's another name for Wiener.
Yes.
No, sir, seriously, you're mixing them up.
You said the same stuff in high school, dude. That's fantastic.
I don't know you.
As Steve slaps himself, Lynn restrains him.
I don't know you.
Just walk away.
Peter heads off laughing.
Dude, you've got to call me. I had those glasses. Oh, man.
Later, as Lynn drives, Steve smiles.
You want another gallon of mustard?
Still pretty full from the jug of relish.
Jeffy likes taking long trips with Lynn.
Yeah, me too, Jeffy.
Squinting, Steve lowers a visor and spots a snapshot.
Who's that?
Oh, that's my big brother, Jeremy. He was special. Just like you.
As their smiles sober, Steve glances away.
Is he competing this year?
What, he died a few years ago.
Lynn gazes sadly, then musters a smile.
But I think you guys would have been great friends.
Steve eyes Lynn thoughtfully, then looks away, frowning. Now a church's steeple towers against a cloudy sky. Inside, Steve sits in a confessional. His brow furrowed, he makes the sign of the cross.
Father, I've been doing something bad. Really bad.
He looks away from the screen divider.
I'm a terrible person.
There are no terrible people. Only poor, misguided souls. Now, please unburden yourself.
See, I was in a real bind, and...
Steve gazes painfully toward the priest's shadowed face.
I'm sorry, Father. I can't even say the words.
My son, there is no sin unforgivable to those that seek redemption.
Through the screen, Steve meets the priest's gaze. He glances away, takes a breath, then faces the screen again.
I've been pretending to be mentally challenged so I can fix the Special Olympics. To make money off of it.
Steve looks away with an anguished gaze. He faces the priest.
Father?
Through the screen, the priest punches the imposter. He pummels him out the doors and knocks him down the steps.
Oh, Jesus, Father!
The priest throws Steve down more stairs.
I see him rotten hell! bunch of crap.
Steve writhes on the sidewalk.
Oh.
Now on the track, Jimmy reads a document and hands it to a man in a suit.
Jimmy wouldn't say that.
Jim, it's pretty standard. I'm going to Disney World.
Uh-uh.
Come on, Jimbo. All the great athletes say that after they win. Michael Jordan said it.
Michael Jordan could kiss my butt. Write me something new. Jimmy have to work.
He walks away with his entourage. Now in the empty stands, Gary sits down and takes a cigar out of his mouth.
100-meter practice. Go, guys.
He looks below.
Everybody in 100 meters, take a lane.
Steve stands next to Jimmy.
Full speed.
Hey, for horses.
As they sprint, Jimmy takes the lead. Steve pumps his arms furiously and stays by his side. Grinning, Jimmy speeds up and easily runs ahead of his competitor. Gary grimaces as Jimmy runs across the finish line first. Steve holds his hands on his hips and breathes hard. Jimmy looks at him confidently, now outside the stadium.
How the hell can a guy like that be beating you? It ain't natural. Will you cut it out with that stuff? These guys are great. A couple of them could be in the regular Olympics.
Maybe on the French team.
Oh, yeah? There's a guy here from the Bahamas who ran a marathon in 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Ah, that's just propaganda. One of ours can beat one of theirs. It's simple physics. You just gotta push a little.
I am pushing.
Well, push a little harder! Do it for Stabby! The poor bastard's fingers are thawing as we speak.
You know what? Maybe I should just accept the fact that I can't win. Stop lying to Lynn and everybody else.
Hey, don't go soft on me.
Gary slaps his own head.
Wait a second.
He eyes Steve.
This is about a piece of ass, isn't it?
Don't call her that.
Oh, that's good. You're doing Jeffy now, right? Because you'd have to be a moron to think she'd fall for you. She thinks you're mentally retarded.
Steve furrows his brow.
Christ. Steve. If it's love that you want so bad, if you win, I'll do you.
Steve looks away and shakes his head.
Let's just face it, this isn't gonna work.
That's it. When the going gets tough, give up. That's what you're good at. You've got a chance to change your whole life, Steve. Become a man. Become a winner. Now show some backbone. Dig down deep and go kick that tard's ass.
Don't ever say that word to me again. I mean it. These guys are my friends.
It's on.
It's snowing.
I had an accident. A really big one.
Shaking his head, the volunteer throws his hands in the air and leaves. Later.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. The regular crowd shuffles in.
I'll be Mr. Billy Joel in February 1974 with the Piano Man.
Okay, what's this one?
That's Mr. Stevie Wonder in the summer of 1969 with Shelly Amar.
Stupendous.
Steve, go ahead. Ask me any movie.
Jaws.
That's a great movie.
Steve knits his brow.
Well, I guess it's bedtime.
Let's do something. Hey, Steve, take us somewhere.
Yeah, right. You guys know we can't go out at night.
Thomas looks down. Mark grins.
Oh, I know. Let's see a movie.
Guys, you know we can't leave, right? We can't go anywhere.
Come on, give me a break, Steve.
Look, I don't even have a car.
You can rent a car, budget rent a car, no drop-off fee whatsoever.
Come on, Steve, we're special. Help us a little.
You're gonna play that card?
Winston wants a hug. Winston likes apples.
I believe that's my thing.
If you let us go out, I'll let you go out with my sister.
We've been training you for nothing?
Oh, come on, Billy.
In a movie theater.
I told you I was telling the truth, Danny. I'm sorry I lied to you.
On screen, Jennifer Grey faces Jerry Orbach in Dirty Dancing.
I'm proud of myself.
In the audience, Steve's friends watch intently. Thomas dabs his face with a tissue.
Beautiful. It's dancing and it's dirty.
I love you.
Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry I let you down.
You guys are actually buying into this.
Billy faces Steve with wet cheeks.
Do you even have a soul?
Steve rolls his eyes to the screen.
Oh, my lanta.
Entering the theater with snacks, Glenn sips a drink and drops one of two popcorn tubs. As he bends down and picks it up, he spots a couple making out. Glenn smiles.
Glenn's boyfriend. Oh, Glenn's boyfriend.
David separates from Brandy.
Shh. Wait till I go, Colin.
Whoa, wait.
Wait, girlfriend?
Shh.
Guess what? I just saw Glenn's boyfriend. And he was kissing with a girl.
Oh, no. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's go say hello.
In the lobby.
Highland's boyfriend and not Lynn.
She's my cousin.
Oh, it's very nice to meet you, Lynn's boyfriend's cousin.
Is Lynn here?
No, she's not here, but she might come. Hi, David.
Hi, David. What'd you just think of the flick? What are you guys doing here?
Jeffy's birthday. Never seen Dirty Dancing. Hello, waitress.
No, that's Lynn's boyfriend's cousin.
I'm not his cousin. I'm not your cousin.
Not cousin. She's just a buddy.
Buddy?
He was licking his buddy's ears.
I wasn't licking her ears. I was just looking for an earring. And
goodbye.
Shh, I found it.
Goodbye, hooker lady.
Seriously. It's probably not a good idea to tell anybody about this. Because it would be a very, very, very bad thing if they knew you went off campus this late at night. I mean, they might not let you compete in the games.
Steve glares at him.
Oh, God. It's okay. Don't worry. We won't tell anybody.
David nods.
Well, there you go. I always knew you were smart, Jeffy.
Could you take us home, David?
Oh, well, I'd like to, but I...
Or we could call in so that we don't get caught.
Oh, what the heck. You know, I'll swing you guys by on the way home.
Shotgun!
I'm parked out front.
As they leave, Steve hangs his head, now on campus.
Almost there. Okay, guys.
Oh, you guys! Where... David! What the hell? I have been worried sick.
Relax, honey. I just took him to the mall to hang out.
The mall closes at 9. It's 12 o'clock.
You stopped off for ice cream.
When the fuck did we get ice cream?
Jeffy, I won't be mad. Just tell me the truth. Where were you guys?
Did you get ice cream?
David told Jeffy not to talk about his pants around his ankles and the girl looking for her earring.
Lynn shakes her head sorrowfully.
How could you?
They're making up stories. It's late for them. They're delirious.
Was I sleeping?
Kara Shane, will you get these guys to their rooms?
She storms off.
Come on, Lynn.
Can I get that ice cream now?
Hi, everybody. This is Steve Levy, coming here from Bobcat Stadium in beautiful San Marcos, Texas. This will serve as the home for the track and field events for Special Olympics. The games are coming up next, live.
In the bar.
I'd like to place $1,000 on Jeffy.
On Jeffy, huh?
The priest hands Michael cash.
You got it.
On TV.
Let me win. But if I cannot win, let me be brave in the attempt.
At Bobcat Stadium, thousands of fans cheer.
First up in the pentathlon, the long jump.
Winston thrusts himself over a sandpit.
You know, you really gotta love the grit and determination of these very special athletes.
Thomas runs to the sandpit and keeps running. Now Glenn loosens up.
Up next, Glenn Chervin. This young man has competed in the last 5 Special Olympics, always finishing near the top.
He makes a long jump.
5.5 meters. Wow, that's one heck of a jump.
Jeffy!
Gary wears a 3-fingered foam hand that reads, Stavi, we miss you.
And newcomer Jeffy Dahmer with an O.
This is Jeffy's first Special Olympics.
Steve springs into the sand pit.
Whoa, 6.1 meters. That's going to be hard to beat. Here comes Jimmy Washington, always the crowd favorite. You know, when it comes to Special Olympics records, Jimmy practically wrote the book.
Jimmy soars even farther than Steve. Back in the bar, Michael pumps his fist excited.
6.5 meters, and Jimmy Washington wins the long jump.
At the stadium, Jimmy nods confidently, then opens his arms wide. He struts past his competitors, giving them condescending looks.
Hey, Jimmy!
Gary flips him off with his foam hand.
Next up, it's the shot put. Thomas Apedio. You know, this guy might not be the most talented athlete here, but he's certainly got one of the biggest hearts. Glenn Chervin with quite a nice toss. Jimmy Washington tosses it just a bit further.
At the bar.
It's Jeffy Dahmer's turn.
Back at the stadium, Steve hurls the shot. Jimmy gapes as it lands.
And yes, we have today's first upset. The newcomer, Jeffy Dahmer, wins the shot put.
Keeping his head low, Steve pats Jimmy on the shoulder, now at the high jump.
And the officials have raised the bar now to 1.6 meters. This is quite high for most of the athletes. Glenn Chervin tries. Oh, even the great Jimmy Washington is having trouble. It's all up to Jeffy Dahmer now, and he does it! Jeffy Dahmer wins his second consecutive event.
Steve's friends hug him.
Runners, take your mark.
And now, the final event of the day, the 100-meter hurdles.
The runners line up at the starting blocks.
Sit!
They raise their hindquarters. The runners jump their first hurdle. Thomas knocks his over. At the bar, the TV shows the race.
The true champion is showing his colors today as Jimmy Washington easily takes the 100-meter hurdle.
At the stadium, Jimmy raises his arms. Gary lowers to his seat and chomps on his cigar stub. Back at the bar.
Wow, this is truly amazing, folks. After four of the five events, Jimmy Washington is only 5 points ahead of a remarkable newcomer, Jeffy Dahmer. Folks, it has come down to tomorrow's final event, the 400-meter run, the Cadillac of Special Olympics competition. It's worth approximately 250 points, depending upon their times. This will decide whether Jimmy Washington or Jeffy Dahmer takes home the gold.
Michael shakes his head. Now a banner reads, Special Olympics welcomes athletes, rise to new heights fall. In a ballroom, people dance. Billy crosses the ballroom with the lunch lady. Mark bobs his head joyfully as Glenn pumps his arms from side to side. Rudy points his finger from his hip to the ceiling. As Jimmy arrives with Karen, he removes her from his arm and leaves her behind with his bodyguards. Thomas watches with Steve.
How come guys like us never get the girl?
Don't lump me in with you. I get the girl sometimes.
Calm down, I was just trying to cheer you up.
How? By calling us both looted?
Can I have your autograph, Jimmy? Please?
Yeah, Jesus.
Cocking his head, Steve shuffles over to Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Oh, hey, Jeffy. Where's your date?
Jeffy's kind of stagged tonight.
Oh, that's okay. You haven't eaten in like 10 minutes. You want to find some food?
10 minutes.
Come on, let's go.
She leads him away as partiers dance happily. Now in a banquet room, Lynn piles food onto a plate.
You'll have to excuse me. I kind of pig out when I get depressed.
Why Lynn depressed?
Well, I'm upset because of David.
Tell Jeffy joke.
The
joke with the boy at sea, the one you were going to tell at lunch.
Oh, you don't want to hear me butcher it.
Oh, come on. I bet you knock it out of the park.
Okay. So there's this old woman. She was like, you know,
like a grandmother. She's probably like 80 or something. And she brings her grandson to the beach, and he's little. He's like, you know, three or like three and a half or four-ish. You know, he's...
The boy's young. Jeffy, get it?
Okay. Well, the grandmother...
Jeffy! The kids are putting their hearts on! Oh, come on!
Okay.
Billy drags them back to the ballroom where a band performs on stage.
I see pretty girls everywhere I go.
Billy, a big fan of Kids of Whitney High, so Jeffy called number on back of CD and asked them to come.
That was really nice of you. You never stop surprising me. You're a really good person, Jeffy, you know that?
Steve grinned sheepishly.
You wanna dance?
No, Jeffy, not a good dancer.
Stage, she only pumps her arms with the beat. Dancing with Nick, Steve moves his body spastically.
At my school, in my dream.
Len nestles his cheek on his hand.
Give me a yeah. Another yeah. Once more.
Now confetti rains down from a disco ball. Wearing a wide grin, Billy slow dances with the lunch lady. Thomas frowns sadly as he watches Jimmy and Karen dance. The star athlete kisses her neck. Thomas winces disgustedly. Grinning, Jimmy lifts his brow.
Would you teach Jeffy how to slow dance?
Yeah, sure.
A couple smile at each other as they dance.
Okay. You're gonna put your arms around me. Sorry. No, not on my stomach, just sort of around my waist. Yeah, and I'll put my arms around you and I'll just move.
As Lynn and Steve dance in slow motion, dots of light circle the room. He lowers his head, avoiding her gaze.
What's wrong?
Special Olympics are almost over, and Jeffy's going to miss Lynn.
Oh, no. Hey, we'll still hang out. We'll still be friends.
Jeffy would like that. Lynn's perfect. Makes Jeffy want to wake up in the morning. Lynn needs someone to appreciate her. Like she's the only girl on the planet.
Lynn's lips part and she searches Steve's eyes.
The nicest thing anybody's ever said to me. I think you're pretty perfect too, Jeffy. You're kind and funny and really brave.
He leans in for a kiss.
Oh, Jeffy, no, I'm sorry, I didn't...
It's Jeffy's fault,
It's not your fault, it's not. You did nothing wrong. I'm sorry. Jeffy, I have to...
Lynn runs off. Frowning, Steve closes his eyes and shakes his head. Now in his dorm room, Steve lies in bed. He gazes thoughtfully at photo booth snapshots of Lynn and himself taped to the headboard. He rolls over, shuts his eyes, then stirs restlessly.
Billy, you up?
Billy lies motionless.
No.
His eyes blink open.
Let me ask you something. Do you think there are good people and bad people, or do you think life gets so hard sometimes good people have to do bad things?
Nah. Just good people and bad people. There's no gray areas.
Daytime. As the athletes board a bus, Steve overhears Lynn talking to the muscular volunteer.
I feel horrible. It's entirely my fault.
Your fault.
Matt, you weren't there, okay? I'm a volunteer. He's an athlete. It's not allowed, and I let him think it was a real date. I don't deserve to be here.
I can't do this anymore.
Well, what are you saying?
I'm done. It's over for me.
On the field, the sports announcer holds a mic. Jimmy stands beside him.
Steve Levy here with arguably the greatest Special Olympian of all time. It's Jimmy Washington. Jimmy, folks at home want to know, what are you feeling heading into today's final event?
I feel great. Like always, Jimmy's going to win.
You've won 6 consecutive gold medals. This Jeffy Dahmer could get in the way of number 7.
Jeffy Dahmer? Who's Jeffy Dahmer? Look at me. I'm young, handsome, top shape. Bring on Jeffy Dahmer. Jimmy's going to bring home the gold.
Clearly, lack of confidence will not be an issue. Steve Levy reporting from Bobcat Stadium, home of Special Olympics.
At the bar.
So here we go. This is it. Will Jimmy Washington win his 7th consecutive gold medal? Or is there a new champion on the horizon? Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not enjoying this action, check your pulse.
Now on the track, Steve walks to his mark as he stretches his arms. Jimmy calmly goes to his mark near Thomas's.
Jimmy, you're going down. Goodbye, Wheaties. Goodbye, Hollywood Squad. Goodbye, Bling Bling.
Mark!
The contestants assume running stances.
Set!
The athletes peer down the track. In the bar, Michael and his thugs watch intently. Jimmy races with long strides, and Thomas plods his ball down the track. Steve and Jimmy run neck and neck. On the sidelines, Glenn, Jody, and Ron cheer. Jimmy takes the lead, and Steve springs to catch up. In the bar, Michael faces the TV. Fury cheers in the stands. Rounding a turn, Steve catches up with Jimmy, well ahead of the pack. Steve passes Jimmy. Gary pumps his fist, holding the box in front. As Jimmy pushes to regain the lead, he grabs his leg. He stumbles and falls.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Steve stops and looks back at Jimmy, who struggles to get to his feet as the rest of the runners advance.
What are you doing?
Steve heads back to Jimmy.
Don't go back. Go this way.
Attaboy, Jeffrey.
Jimmy, get up!
The other runners stop.
Get him up!
What are you doing, you stupid son of a bitch?
Jimmy gets to his feet and the race continues. Grinning, he runs neck and neck with Steve toward the finish line. Ahead of them, Glenn breaks the tape. In the bar, Michael and his thugs stare at the TV. In the stands, Gary fumes.
You're a loser! You're always a loser!
On the track, Steve and Jimmy slow their pace. Gary grumpily takes his seat among the cheering spectators.
So Glenn Chervin wins the 400-meter race, and here we go. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, in a stunning upset, the gold medal goes to a remarkable young underdog. It's Glenn Chervin.
Michael hits the bar.
Jimmy, you suck! Jimmy can win!
Gary faces the fans.
Jimmy can win! Isn't it wonderful? Jimmy didn't win! Yeah!
On the track, Karen faces Thomas.
You did great.
He slowly straightens.
I came in 4th.
That's okay, Thomas. I came in last in my race.
Thomas leans toward Karen's lopsided smile.
You complete me.
I do.
Grinning, she takes his hand and they head off.
Glenn! You won!
Steve slaps Glenn's arm.
I did?
Steve nods vigorously.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What are you sorry about?
Well, now Thavi can't get his fingers back.
No, he can't. All Jimmy had to do was lose. And he did. Because of you.
Well, if I know that, I wouldn't stay behind you so long. Excuse me.
Glenn lifts his arms victoriously and walks off.
Jeffy, you were so great. I'm so proud of you.
Steve shifts on his feet.
Thanks.
They gaze uneasily into each other's eyes. A gray-haired man approaches.
Congratulations, Jeffy. Great race. Would you come with me, please?
He ushers Steve away.
That was terrific sportsmanship, Jeffy. I'm proud of you.
Now on a stage.
And now the bronze medal goes to Jeffy Dahmer.
That's my son, Jeffy! My son, Jeffy!
Jimmy applauds politely. The announcer hands a medal around Steve's neck.
Your
Congratulations, Jeffy.
The announcer steps to Jimmy.
The winner of the silver medal, Jimmy Washington.
Grinning, Jimmy waves to the crowd.
Congratulations, Jimmy.
He shakes the announcer's hand.
And the gold medal goes to Glenn Chervin.
Steve peers closer into the seated audience.
Congratulations, Glenn.
You're welcome.
Glenn flexes his muscles.
Let's have a big round of applause for our terrific and tap-on athlete.
Steve hangs his head. Steve and Stiff Sharp, Glenn waves. Steve steps off his pedestal.
Thank you for coming out, ladies and gentlemen. This has been the best special. Oh, sure.
Steve takes the mic and faces the audience. Lynn watches with a furrowed brow.
Excuse me, everyone.
The other athletes eye Steve quizzically.
I have something to say.
Thomas glances warily at the crowd. The volunteer and Lynn trade smiles.
I can't accept this. I can't accept this because I'm a fraud.
Jimmy looks up. The other athletes gape, and Lynn shifts her eyes. Billy puts a hand to his cheek.
I'm not mentally challenged.
Lynn gapes and drops her gaze. Others stare. Steve eyes the crowd.
I don't even deserve to be on the same field as these people.
Steve shifts on his feet.
So I'm going to give this award to the person, the champion who deserves it.
He faces the other contestants.
Thomas.
Thomas shifts his wandering gaze to Steve.
Come here, man.
Thomas steps off his block and joins Steve.
Stand up here.
Steve helps his friend onto the third place pedestal.
You're right behind me, buddy.
This belongs to you.
He places the medal around Thomas's neck and passes him the mic. In the audience, Yoli nudges Carol and they grin. With a solemn face, Steve touches Thomas's arm and walks away.
I'm so... such a great honor... I'm very excited from the bottom of my heart. And I would like to dedicate this to a very, very special girl.
As Steve trudges toward the audience, Lynn gets up and scowls. He stops in front of her.
Lynn, I'm sorry.
She slaps his face, then turns to leave. He watches her cut through a group of people and exit the field. Steve fixes his eyes on the ground. As men and women in the crowd stare at the fraud, he paces slowly off the field. He sluggishly heads down a lane on the track. Now, sitting on the quad alone, Steve leans his head against his hand. Surrounding athletes mingle and play games with each other. With a pensive stare, Steve covers his mouth and shifts his eyes. Fade to black. Words appear, 6 months later. Now in a performance theater, Billy stands on stage.
What soft, what light, for yonder wind or breaks, it is the east and sweet as the sun. Yada, yada, yada.
Come on, Billy, you're phoning it in.
Look, I told you. Jackie Gleason didn't rehearse and neither do I. You scratched my CD, you know. You picked it up in clear daylight and you scratched it.
Yeah, I know, but I thought we put that behind us. Now, come on, Billy. Let's do it from the top.
Keep your pants on, Spielberg.
Outside.
Thanks for springing for lunch. Next time we'll go Danish and split it 60-60.
Don't you mean 50-50?
What, you don't tip?
I'm so glad you called. I missed you. It's great to catch up.
Yeah, good times. Listen. You want to come in and meet some of the fellows I work with? They're a hoot.
Sure.
Lynn walks under a banner touting Romeo and Juliet inside.
Come on, Billy, from the top.
Okay. But soft, what light?
He looks up to the ceiling.
Could you fix the lighting, please?
What?
Steve, please, be a love. Thomas. With my water, my throat is parched.
As Lynn enters,
what
Steve
kind
climbs
do you want?
A ladder.
Evian or tap water?
Surprise me.
Freaking stars.
Hey, guys. Look where the cat dragged in.
Hi, Lane.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Lane.
Steve wavers on the ladder and falls on his back.
Oh, my God, are you okay?
Stavi runs over.
Oh, you okay, Mr. Stevie? How many fingers do you see?
Stavi holds up all 10.
Do you need magic?
He probably needs mouth to mouth, Lane.
I'll do it.
Rudy bends down.
I'm good. I'm fine.
Come on, baby.
They're clumsy.
Are you sure you're okay?
I'm fine. I broke the fall of my forehead.
Steve gave us all jobs. Isn't that wonderfully nice, Lynn?
One could almost say Christ-like.
Yeah.
She grins.
I'm starting to feel like you guys are playing me.
Lynn, I promise I had nothing to do with it.
It's true, Lynn. He's totally ignorant.
Yeah.
Thanks, Winston.
Steve looks around at his surrounding friends.
Guys, can we be alone for a few moments?
Absolutely.
No problem.
Sure. Eye contact.
They remain still, and Lynn shrugs. As Steve leads her over to the side, Thomas swaps looks with Glenn. Steve faces Lynn and fidgets with a pair of gloves in his hands.
Lynn, you have no idea how sorry I am.
She smiles warmly and shifts on her feet. Steve stares at her and swallows.
It's okay. I forgive you.
You do?
I didn't at first, but I forgive you.
Oh, you saw the thing on 2020.
No.
Stavi steps over.
Me? I tell.
Stavi?
I told her everything. How you got me the job, how you scammed the system so I could get my fingers back, and how you secretly want to marry her.
As Lynn raises her brow, Steve eyes Stavi.
I don't remember saying that.
Stavi gives him a thumbs up and walks away. Steve smiles at Lynn. He gazes at her. Stavi joins the others and shakes Glenn's hand.
Starting fresh?
Yeah, I'd like that.
Shrugging, he shakes her hand.
It's a start.
Come on! Give him a kiss!
Lynn nods. Steve leans forward and kisses her. They hug.
Get a room! I gotta do a play here tonight!
The couple separates. As Thomas's eyes light up, the picture fades to black. By Peter Farrell, Bradley Thomas, Bobby Farrell, John Jacobs, now in theater lobby.
Tickets, tickets, who needs tickets? You're not a cop, are you? Tickets, oh, you got tickets, okay. Tickets, tickets. Listen, keep it in the box office, you save some money.
On stage.
Soft. What light beyond the window brings. It is the East, and Juliet is the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon, who's already sick and pale with grief.
In the wings, Lynn and Steve watch, then smile at each other.
The lazy pacing clouds, and sails upon the bosom of the air.
As Billy leaves the stage, a pack of audience rises to their feet, remaining in costume, he returns.
On second thought, life is short. I love ya! Hit the music, fellas!
Stavi yanks a cord and the sandbag hits his head. On stage, a backdrop rises, revealing the kids of Whitney High. Backstage, Steve grabs Lynn's hand and they rush out.
Don't ignore me when you walk by. I'm nothing different. And that's no lie. All we're asking is for their respect.
We're in a rocking tune. Rudy dances with his costume friends. Steve dances.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, what we pray whatever you do. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, you better watch out and have a few.
The parent shakes her arms. The audience claps and joins the dancers on stage.
From this.
His fire is crisscrossed over the swaying crowd. Jimmy waves and sings along. Holding on to Lynn, Steve bounces up and down. He shoots his hands high in the air. Credits, executive producer Kim Schreiber, director of photography Mark Irwin, ASC-CSC, production designer Arlen J. Vetter, edited by George Volzi Jr., co-producers Mark S. Fisher, Clemens Emanuel Ferrano, music by Mark Mothersbaugh, music supervisors Tom Wolf and Manish Ravala, costume designer Lisa Jensen, casting by Nancy Foy, CSA, Johnny Knoxville, The Ringer, Ryan Cox, Catherine Heidel, Jeffrey Aaron, Edward Barbanel, Bill Cott, Leonard Flowers, Leonard Earl Howes, Jed Reese, John Taylor, Luis Avalos, Zen Gesner. Unit Production Manager Garrett Grant. Unit Production Manager Mark S. Fisher. First Assistant Director Casey Hodenfield. Second Assistant Director Philip Hardage. The producers wish to thank Special Olympics for their input, technical advice, and support. Cast: Johnny Knoxville as Steve Barker. Brian Cox as Gary Barker. Katherine Heigl as Lynn Sheridan. Jed Reese as Glenn. Bill Cott as Thomas. Edward Barbanel as Billy. Leonard Earl Howes as Mark. Jeffrey Aaron as Winston. John Taylor as Rudy. Luis Avalos as Stavi. Leonard Flowers as Jimmy. Zen Gesner as David Patton. Steve Levy as Steve Levy. Al Train Diaz as Michael. Mike Cerrone as Paulie. Terry Funk as Frankie. Jenna Ambord as Karen. Bo Kane as Matt. Mohammed M. Ahmed as Dr. Ahmed. Brad Leland as Mr. Henderson. Cassandra L. Small as Waitress, Bar. John Rothman as Priest. Nicole Bradley as Yoli. Sean P. Gildia as Elliot. Lauren Elaine Edelson as Brandy. Ruth N. Straw as Sally. Richard Dillard as Olympic official. Hugo Perez as mailroom guy. Stephen Chester Prince as Peter, delivery. Diana Hart as girl in wheelchair. J.D. Starr as starter. Heidi B. Bush as Heidi. Kara Rostrelli as Kara. Troy Jackson as Sandman. Brian Dilbeck as Brian Dilbeck. Carlos Sierra as Carlos Sierra. Michael Clausen as Klaus. Megan Elise Flynn as Susan. Rosie Schreiber as movie patron. Shane Mallory as volunteer. Jesse Ventura as motivational speaker. Sarah Peterman as autograph seeker. Stunt coordinator Tier Turner. Songs: Ton of Shame, written by Randy Weeks and Jeff Rhimes, performed by Randy Weeks. Mr. Sandman, written by Pat Ballard. Sweet Ride, written by Gustav Noren and Bjorn Dixgard, performed by Mondo Dio. Wink and a Nod, written by Tom Wolfe, performed by The Funny Bones. Merlot, written by Tom Wolfe, performed by The Tasters. Real Thing, written by Tom Wolfe, performed by The Shakers. Main Title in Calvera, from the United Artists motion picture The Magnificent Seven, written and performed by Elmer Bernstein. Hot Sugar, written by Sammy James Jr. and Graham Taylor, performed by The Mooney Suzuki. Girls Gone Wild, written by Carleton Clannon, Roshad Holiday, and Chris Reese, performed by Dirty Rat. We Gotta Get You a Woman, written and performed by Todd Rundgren. If She Wants Me, written by Sarah Martin, Stuart Murdoch, Richard Colburn, Michael Cook, Christopher Geddes, Stephen Jackson, and Bob Kildia, performed by Belle and Sebastian. Piano Man, written by Billy Joel. My Cherie Amour, written by Stevie Wonder, Sylvia May, and Henry Cosby. Kellerman's Anthem, written by Michael Goldman. Fox Sports Network College Basketball Theme 2001, written by Christopher Brady. September, written by Allie Wills, Al McKay, and Maurice White, performed by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Pretty Girls, written by Carl Brown, Shelley Goodhope, Tanessa Tevin, Daniel Bertain, Veronica Mendez, Daryl Mitchell, Albert Coca, Chanel Roquemore, and Michael Monaghan, performed by the Kids of Whidney High. American Humane Association monitored the animal action. No animal was harmed in the making of this film. Copyright 2004, media partner B&B Film Productions GmbH & Company KG and 20th Century Fox Film Corporation, all rights reserved. Media partner B&B Film Productions GmbH & Company KG is the author of this motion picture for purposes of copyright and other laws. The events, characters, and firms depicted in this photoplay are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, or to actual events or firms is purely coincidental. Ownership of this motion picture is protected by copyright and other applicable laws, and any unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this motion picture could result in criminal prosecution as well as civil liability. In association with media partner B&B Film Productions GmbH & Company KG,